Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. You're at my house right now. Every Saturday morning we show up and try and share with you information we think you might need to know about owning, repairing, or maintaining your Arizona home. If you've got a question and you'd like to ask, we'd love for you to give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. In our attempt to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend, we will use our 45 years of building and remodeling experience here in the great state of Arizona, put it to work for you, and either give you a recommendation for someone in your neighborhood that we trust and we've already pre-screened and vetted to come to your aid and assistance and get the job done. Or if it's something you're trying to tackle yourself, give us a ring. We can give you names of tools and products that we particularly like and have had good success with. So as you finish the product, you can put the signature of professionalism on it, and the neighbors and relatives that come over and put the old evil eye on your project can't tell that it wasn't done by a professional. So let us help you along those lines. This is the part of the show where we generally go to the website machine, the internet machine, and we take a look at what are y'all asking us during the week. And people get surprised when they ask. They said, Rosie, what does your week look like? My week is staffing an office with 11 employees. Virtually every one of them are focused on answering questions for Arizona homeowners about their house, home, castle, or cabin. And it's gotten to be where a lot of people will just call during the week. And it kind of clogs up the whole office. So as a part of trying to be your best friend, we've tried to extend our services as broad and as wide as we can. But if you want to return the favor, call us on the show Saturday while we're here for that specific purpose, and we'll do everything we can to try and answer your question. But the question that was most asked this week had went along the lines of something like this: I hate my house. What can I do?
That's pretty broad. Can you be more vague?
Well, you know, Gary, my answer to that is, tell me more about why you hate your house.
Good point.
And then we can kind of go from there.
We actually had that was the most asked on the internet.
Yeah.
We also had a homeowner call this week, and they had bought a home. And as time was going on, they have more and more things that they realize. The home is in the 70s era, and so they're realizing there's repairs. And she was a little distraught, but everything that she brought up, you felt was not a big deal. You know, like it wasn't monumental. In her mind, it is, but we wanted to kind of talk through how monumental it can be to move as well. So, you know, interest rates are low, but demand is high. So if you decide to sell your home, you may or may not be able to find what you're looking for. So there's a lot to weigh when you're thinking that. I have a couple tips for you here.
I can't believe the articles we researched this week about the stress moving induces on a couple.
It says that 6 out of 10 Americans say moving is more stressful than going through a divorce or a breakup.
That's hard for me to believe. If you're moving as a couple creates more stress than a divorce, you got way too much stuff.
Exactly.
There's something fundamentally wrong there.
Well, and remodeling is also very stressful. You say
it's
often
more stressful
that sometimes
than moving.
You're like a counselor because they're living in the middle of change and construction.
Yeah.
You know, unless they can move out or whatever, but it can be really tough too.
We just finished a kitchen remodel for a couple in McCormick Ranch. and they're tickled to death. They love their new kitchen. But she looked at me when we were done, and she says, I never imagined the number of decisions I was going to have to make to take this from beginning to end. And I'm just so thankful we had somebody with a little bit of experience to narrow those decisions down. It is stressful.
It is. And you have to devote some time to it. You know, that's not something somebody can decide for you. So that's how a lot of the jobs slow down. So anyway, there's just so many facets to it. But there's a couple reasons you might want to sell. And one is because the interest rates are low. They've gone up about a point this year. If you want to know exact numbers, give our guy Harold Perkins at Galaxy Lending. He'll talk you through the process. We really trust him. He's a trusted partner. And they're expected to remain low for a while. So that makes it appealing to sell right now. And if you have a starter home, you're likely to get a really good price on it because there's a lot of people looking to buy for the first time. You know, people are looking at their homes very differently now. It's a home and it's an office and it's a spa. I mean, they want it to be service all their needs so that they don't have to worry about things being locked down or whatever. So home ownership has got a whole new appeal to people. And then, you know, if you've been a person who's had to change jobs or change careers, you may just have to move. So it's something you're going to have to engage in. But reasons to wait to sell would be that you just refinanced. You know, you need to wait a while to get the, what is it, like 5 to 7?
Recapture the
points. Yeah. But how long does that take? I mean.
Oh, it's completely contingent on credit rating and how high the loan to value is and if you're participating in mortgage insurance. And I mean, it's every condition is
But it takes
unique.
Some time to recap all that.
It does.
Yeah. And then if you're you might want to wait to sell if you're worried about affording your next purchase. Like you don't want to get stuck where you end up paying more and maybe more than you can afford.
There was a story of a listener of the show who had a man knock on her door in Ahwatukee and ask, is this house for sale? And she said, no. He said, how about for X? She said, yes.
So I think I would be one of those people.
The house was not listed. He made a deal right there on the doorstep. She sold him the house. She was so sure she had made a great deal. And then she got out shopping for what she was going to replace it with. And she went back to the guy and said, is there any way I can renege on this?
Oh, my goodness.
That is so sad.
Mm. Oh. So do a little pre-shopping before you accept any price on selling the unit you're in now. But I tell people all the time, you know, speaking from firsthand experience, in what Jennifer and I have been through in the last 4 years since what we call the crash, since my accident, our house was built in the 60s. It's an old house. And it went about 3.5 years without me doing a thing to it. And the deferred maintenance runs over you so fast that once you think, oh, well, I'll get to those two or three things, and you're putting your product list together to go to the store and pick it up, you see three or four more things. And if you don't stay on top of it, but it's important, like this call we took to the office this week. The woman was so distraught over the condition of her home, but it was in one of the most desirable zip codes of the entire valley. She'd been in it to where she had a mountain pile of equity in it. And I was trying to calm her down, saying, just relax. The house is not going to fall down around. It's not going to fall down on you in the middle of the night. We can take a look at a few of the things that need to get done. And whether the next buyer tears the house down and builds one of the McMansions or not, shouldn't be what's driving your anxiety. Don't worry about that. Let's just get the home back where you're fundamentally comfortable and secure. And we'll go from there.
Absolutely. She wants you to kind of help her through that decision.
Yeah, and she's alone, and she had a lot of opportunity to be thinking about it all by herself, sipping her morning coffee and seeing things that needed to be cared for. But you just tackle them one at a time. Let's see if we can go to George. He's been holding for quite a while, calling from Mesa. We talk about it being a call-in talk show. We get distracted and telling stories, but you can reach us by dialing 1-888-767-4348. George in Mesa.
Yes, about 15 months ago, we put in some luxury vinyl flooring in our house.
Okay.
About 900 square feet. And we've enjoyed it, but recently this summer, some of the planks in the hallway began to come up. So I called the sales rep who sold us the product and had it installed, and she came out, the installer came out, the product guy came out, and they're pointing fingers at each other.
Yeah.
So she's trying to resolve this for me, but I'm wondering, how does this usually get resolved? Do I have to come up with some money, or should I just hold my pants until somebody figures out how they're going to fix it for me?
Okay, George, because you called, here's what I'm going to tell you to do. I want you to call my personal luxury vinyl floor expert in the East Valley, Vaughn Payne, at East Valley Floors. His number is 480-926-3444. Let him know the dilemma you're having and have him come out and give you all the ammo you need to talk to these people to get them to quit pointing fingers and focus on a solution. There are many different luxury vinyl products. They are applied to many different types of services, surfaces. Some are basically a wood core product and don't have the durability that you hoped they would have when you bought it. Some are absolutely pure solid vinyl, which are nearly bulletproof. But George, you give Vaughn a call. Have Vaughn come over, visit with you, and he'll do that at no cost because I'll ask him to. And he'll give you all the information you need to proceed to a fair and honorable solution. We have Eva in Phoenix who will take right after this short break.